It's time for Motherlode Views, a look at the issues important to the quality of life in the Motherlode. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service. No job is too big or too small. Call 532-2460.
Well, good morning and welcome to Motherlode Views. I'm BJ Hansen, your host. On this weekend show, we're pleased to be joined on the telephone again by Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs, CAO Riggs. Thanks for joining us on Motherlode Views.
Thank you for having me, BJ.
And looking ahead to next Tuesday, the coming Tuesday supervisors meeting, there was going to be some discussion, more discussion in regards to the budget, but that has now changed, correct?
Yes, we had hoped to have, as we would normally have, the recommended budget would go to the board on the third Tuesday in June. Unfortunately, just yesterday afternoon, some things fell apart with the budget, and I need more time to continue working it. And so we will have another special board meeting. I don't know the exact date right now, but it will be before June 30th.
The budget has been a regular discussion topic at the Board of Supervisors for a couple of months now at the meetings. So where did things kind of begin in comparison to where we are now today?
So we normally begin our budget conversation in April. And for those who've been watching this, we actually started having the 2021 budget conversation last year in both the recommended and the adopted. And that's because we forecasted that we knew we had some increased expenses. So we started really looking at ways to reduce our spending clear back into the beginning of this fiscal year. But we start in April, and we continue working with our department heads, and we're still in the process right now, and we will get this budget balanced. It just is going to take us just a little bit longer.
And then when it comes to shortfalls looking at right now, what is kind of the current figure?
So last time I think we went in, I'm trying to remember where we were, and I don't have it up in front of me. I think we were around was it around 4.6, and then we continued to work the number. The board gave us some direction to take the library and put them in recreation, to essentially take them out of the budget. We'd have a discussion about them in September. So right now, we're probably still around $1 million, and that's what we all continue to work on. We will get it balanced. We just try to always look at a way to do it that causes the least amount of harm to our services and to those that we serve.
You mentioned libraries and recreation. It's been a few weeks since we had you on the program. What is the latest? Can you explain with libraries and recreation?
Yeah, so for currently, the health order still would only allow a drive-up, meaning curbside service for the library. And then for recreation, there's various parts of recreation. Standard Park, because it is a live audience sport, it won't be able to open until stage 4. And at this point, we really don't know when that will be. My best guess was around maybe September. Youth centers are another, because you're congregating, and then some rec programs. So at this point, we're not anticipating we would have any rec programs at all. And mostly that's because we are getting notifications so late that we might be able to have them be open. There's just not enough time for our rec manager to put a program together. And normally we would use a school district, so maybe Soulsbyville or one of the others. And because they're kind of up in the air about what's going to happen with their services, they're not sure that they can open them up for a program. So my point being, there's a lot of moving parts, but with rec and library, the health order would not allow them at this time to completely open up.
Then also, since we had you last on the show, there's been discussion about the juvenile hall. There was a special meeting. So where does that facility kind of stand right now in the budget planning?
So at this time, the facility is in the budget. And for those who've been watching, what we did was we looked at, right now we have, at the point that we were having these conversations, we had 11 of our own youth who were residing in the facility. So we based on what it might cost if we had to place those youth in other counties. And then we also had notification that there's 3 of those youth who are fairly high-level individuals, meaning the services that they need, that they would probably need to go to a group home. So when we compared what it would cost to place all of those individuals outside the county and the group homes, it ended up being more than what we would be spending right now. So for those who watched, I said, if anything, it's cost neutral or even a savings by running our facility right now. And of course, the number of individuals from Tuolumne County that are housed in this facility can vary day to day, month to month. But at this point, with the individuals and the census that we have, it is better to have our facility open than it would be to to send them outside the county. And when I say better, I mean it's a better cost savings. It would cost us more to send them out than keep them.
And did I understand correct that with the juvenile hall, the state is requiring it be open in some form, you know, even if it's not keeping kids overnight?
Well, that we didn't ask to close it completely because we do run some day programs for juvenile programs that are not for those juveniles who don't actually have to stay in the facility. So we never asked to completely close it. What we asked was for a change of use or a warm closure, which meant we stopped doing the actual detention facility and do the day programs. It's not that we could not close it, but we do have to have pre-approval from the state to do that, and it would be a different conversation, and I think it would take us longer to get there. There's some complications within the process because of the grant language. Grant language would require the county to secure bond counsel. The reason for that is the state sold bonds to investors, and the state needs to make sure that if we change our use, it does not put those investors at risk. So at this point, we don't have to do any of that, but there's a lot of complicated process that we have to go through, even if we wanted to close it, or when we say close and change use, all of that is something that has to be approved by the state.
Got it. Also, at the last supervisors meeting a couple weeks ago, there was quite a bit of discussion about the fire fund as one of the additional decisions that still needs to be made. So what is kind of the status with the fire fund and the shortfall with that fund?
So this year, the fire fund, for those who may remember, last year the board put $800,000 from general fund to for operations, and that was for status quo. And then they approved an additional $700,000 to purchase a fire engine. And this year, what we needed was around $1.4 million to balance the operations. And it can vary. The cost of running a fire, the fire contract in our county can vary because we have what are called Amador stations, which are not full-time stations. So when we are in fire season, the county pays $45,000 a month for these fire stations to run. We don't have to pay them when we're in winter months. So when you look at that, you can kind of see how it can fluctuate. When we have long winters and wet winters, we don't have those Amador stations open as long or as often. So for this year, we have them open. So we have a higher cost. So right now, with those who are watching with the board, we told them we needed about $650,000 more than what we had anticipated. There was a conversation between myself and the auditor controller and the board about, do we use reserves or do we book revenue for CARES Act, because we just don't know if we'll be able to pull in additional revenue or not. And the board kind of didn't make a decision at that point. We can pull reserves now or we could pull them in September. So right now, again, we're just going to continue working the problem. If we can not use reserves, that is what I will always recommend, because if we can maintain our reserves and move into another fiscal year, we just don't know what we might face. And having that savings account available is hugely important.
For people who aren't familiar, those stations that you mentioned, is that kind of a partnership the county has with Cal Fire, or those separate county fire stations?
So all of the county fire services, so the Tuolumne County fire services, are ran through a contract with Cal Fire. And so they bring in all the fire personnel. We do not pay for any fire personnel through county payroll. They're all through that contract.
Need to take a quick break. We're talking with Tuolumne County Administrator Tracy Riggs on this weekend's Motherlode Views, getting us up to date on budget issues in Tuolumne County. Motherlode Views is brought to you by Nate's Tree Service, where no job is too big or too small. Our second segment is coming up in just a minute.